Hello, and welcome to Grow Your Potential Psychotherapy. The next meditation is about how to explore your feelings. This three-step process to help you explore your feelings, I call ASA. A is an awareness of them, S is staying with them, and then finally, the final A is the acceptance of them. So let's go through each step so that you can try to understand why you might want to do this practice. Step one, awareness of our feelings. Sometimes we're just so busy and absorbed in life that we're just not aware of challenging feelings bubbling away in the background. But we might not be feeling great. Sometimes we might be feeling tired and overwhelmed. If we consistently ignore these feelings, then they can get stronger and more persistent. And sometimes those of us with anxiety might find our anxiety levels rise significantly and even become panic attacks. They can affect our sleep. And for some people, they can make them very snappy indeed, particularly in relationships. If we find we're getting impatient, frustrated, angry or tearful, it might mean that those emotions might need to be given some space. To become aware of these feelings, we need to quieten the mind and give the feelings space to bubble up. What we might do is get very busy. And this is really a way of distracting ourselves from difficult feelings. You might find that you go on your phone more, watch more Netflix, or perhaps just talk a lot on the phone. So what I'm going to ask you to do now is get ready to become aware of your feelings. Find a quiet space. A chair that supports your back and your legs is a really good idea here. You need to have both of your feet on the ground. As you do this, begin to deepen your breathing. Then we can do something called soothing rhythm breathing. And this is a really great way of giving yourself space to have some feelings. Breathe in for four breaths. Hold for four breaths. And release for four breaths. If you want more explanation on this, there's another meditation which you can listen to. But on the hold breath, I just need you to try and find the beat of your heart or your pulse. It can really help to put your hands perhaps on your chest so you can breathe into them. The reason we're trying to find our heartbeat is that our heartbeat calms us and makes us feel connected. And this is what connecting with our feelings is all about. Now I need you to be really honest with yourself. As your mind quietens, as the busy mind stops thinking, I want you to try and find the underlying feeling. This might be quite difficult, so give yourself some space. Sometimes when we give ourselves space, finally the feelings might bubble up. Become more present and really feel those feelings. Step two is about staying with our feelings. Many people are frightened to stay with feelings as they feel they might get overwhelmed. So just be kind with yourself. This takes practice. Tell yourself that feelings are just weather. They just pass in time, like clouds in the sky. So just try and sit with whatever feeling is coming up. Try not to judge it. There are no good or bad feelings. Even sadness is needed in life to let us know that we need to do something differently or spend time listening to our feelings. Then I'm going to ask you to try and find those feelings in your body. may sound really strange, but actually most of us can feel where a feeling is coming from. It might be your throat, or your chest, or your heart. Just let it come up and stay with the feeling. Sometimes a feeling has a colour, a shape, or a texture. As you do this practice more often, you'll start to open your mind to that. The final step is acceptance. Once we've found our feelings, it helps to just acknowledge them out loud and let them go. Hold your hand over your chest and address yourself in a way that works for you, but come from a place of compassion and kindness. An example might be, I notice I'm feeling a bit sad today. It's okay. I did have a really hard work day yesterday. I did feel tired. But I fully accept myself just as I am in this moment. And I'm really going to try and let that feeling go now. Just let your breathing deepen as you do this exercise. And just be very, very gentle with yourself. You might want to follow with a long sigh out of the mouth to help reset the nervous system. It's so important to tell yourself that you may have been holding these feelings for a long time and they may not go immediately. But if you feel slightly better, then you've done really, really well. I hope that helps you try and find those feelings. The more regularly you do this, the more in a way you'll clear them out and hopefully free up space to help you live your life a little bit more positively. Thanks ever so much for listening. Bye-bye.